This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
The first major test of how voters feel about Joe Biden's presidency is unfolding in Virginia, where a governor's race that was supposed to be a comfortable win for the Democrats has instead turned into a dead heat. Democrat Terry McAuliffe is battling it out with Republican Glenn Youngkin. Political analyst Larry Sabato.
If the race goes to the Republican, and it might, or even if the race is close, and it almost certainly will be, Republicans will take heart in that and will project this forward, rightly or wrongly, to November 2022, when a third of the Senate, the whole House of Representatives, and 36 governorships are on the ballot.
President Biden's at the UN Climate Summit in Glasgow, Scotland, highlighting the importance of preserving forests as a force against global warming. And he says as he works to build back better in the U.S., he has advice for world leaders.
Every project should be climate resilient and developed with climate in mind. Every project that started, we should think about it from the perspective of climate.
A lot of parents around the country are waiting for this decision. A CDC advisory panel is deciding today about the Pfizer COVID vaccine for children 5 to 11 years old. The AP's Julie Walker.
The FDA already cleared the shots and the government is already shipping them. After CDC advisors make their recommendations, the agency's director will give the final order. The vaccination drive is expected to start later this week by giving shots to children, which are free. The U.S. hopes to head off another coronavirus wave during the cold weather when people spend more time indoors.
Yahoo says it's committed to a free and open internet. It says it's pulling out of China, which it calls an increasingly challenging business and legal environment. This is AP News. How many of us are watching the World Series?
Last year's World Series was played at a neutral site, appropriate because TV viewers seem not to care one way or the other. This year, though, it's different. With the Fall Classic back to its traditional format and with fans back in the stands in both cities, TV ratings are up. Case in point, Friday's Game 3, won by Atlanta. Nielsen reports it drew a 6.1 rating and more than 11 million viewers on Fox. Saturday's Game 4, also an Atlanta win, drew a 7.2 rating. And Sunday's contest, which saw Houston claw back from an early deficit, drew a 9.1 rating. With either of the next two games having the potential to clinch the series, viewership is expected to go even higher. I'm Oscar Wells Gabriel.
What do you think of the economy? The costs of things are rising. Just 35% of Americans now call the economy good. That's the new AP poll. 65% say it's bad. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.